Hello, everyone. I'm Dominique Johnson Lindsay, and welcome to the Active Listener Podcast by Lightspeed. For the past 3 decades, Lightspeed has journeyed with educators and tech experts across school districts. With our Active Listener Podcast, we are bringing the stories and experiences of our customers, education experts, and our own team members on how listening is foundational to education. Tune in as we amplify these vital voices and understand more about the people shaping the future of education. We hope every podcast listen will be a learning opportunity with Active Listener. Hello, everyone. So I have 2 people joining me from the Lightspeed headquarters in Tualatin, Oregon. First, I have our HR business partner and my co-host for today, Melanie Good. And I also have our sales administration manager, Crystal Hutchison. So before we kick off with the questions, I want to give both of you a chance to introduce yourselves. So Melanie, you can go first.
Yeah, so my name is Melanie Good. I get to be the HR business partner at Lightspeed, which basically means I work with all of our talented staff and leaders on all things employee relations, training and development, and I also get to work closely with our recruitment and hiring process. A lot of fun.
I am Crystal Hutchison. I am the sales administration team manager. I've been here for about 17 years, all of them in sales administration, 2 of them as the manager, and I love it here.
Perfect. And so in order to kick this off, I think it's great to start with just the background that you've been here for a really long time. You know, 17 years is such a long time, especially in context of our story. So how have you seen our culture evolve over time? Like, how has the company just grown and changed since you've been here?
You know, I really think we've just gotten stronger. We strive to maintain that strong people first culture, and it's driven by our core values. We're flexible with the times and are always looking for ways to improve our culture. COVID really had an impact on it, and we really worked hard to keep the kind of culture we have, which is a really people first culture. You come in here and people care about you. People ask you how you are, and they're genuine in that concern. And you don't find that in many places in corporate America where the people really, truly matter. And we've just gotten better and better at it over the years.
I agree. And I think that's a really good point, especially being a remote employee onto the team, you know, in COVID. I felt like I knew everybody by the time I met you all, which was quite a bit of a delay from when I started working, which is not, you know, typical. So,
yeah, when I was interviewing for my role at Lightspeed, I asked the gal who was interviewing me, you know, what stood out to her about working at Lightspeed. And she talked about how kind everybody was, that in that genuine caring you were talking about, Crystal, was the, you know, thing she noticed right off the bat. And it was true on my first day. That's what I said when I got home from work, when my husband asked how it was. Everybody's kind and they seem to really care. So,
Go ahead,
Mom. Oh, I was just going to think, you know, Crystal, you mentioned our core values being part of our culture. We know that's an essential part of Lightspeed. In fact, you gave a beautiful presentation a few months ago about humble confidence, and you centered that presentation around our core values. So I'd love to hear from you, like, which of the core values stand out to you as really being incorporated in your day-to-day work?
For me, specifically in my team, it would be integrity. And I say that because we are customer facing. We are sales administration. We have internal and external customers. And if we don't have integrity, then who's going to want to deal with us? If we do not follow through on our promises, if we're not honest, if those things aren't there, if we don't, you know, we say we're going to do something and we don't do it, we don't follow through, that doesn't look good for us as people or for the company. So for my team, integrity is extremely important.
Yeah, I can see that. I've had an opportunity to talk with some teachers that are clients of Lightspeed's just in some of our interviewing processes. And one of the consistent things that folks say is that Lightspeed owns their issues and from start to finish. And I know your team has a really big part of that.
Yeah, we are very upfront. If we find an issue with something, like we found a better headset microphone for our new mobile PAs, and we proactively contacted every single customer that had purchased a mobile PA and swapped out their headsets for free, because we found one that was better. Not that there was anything wrong with the first one, but we found a better one, and we gave them all a new one. That's Lightspeed's integrity.
I agree, and that's such a good like thing that I just love about working here, is the fact that we do things mm-hmm. like that. And it's a really, I guess, good segue, because that's something that always has to be a part of people that come new on the team. And so you are a people leader in our organization. You have some of our newest members. And so talk about, as a leader, something that you've observed that new people have brought to Lightspeed, and what you feel like their impact will be on the company as they continue to grow.
With new people, you know, so like I've been here for 17 years. You've been somewhere for so long. You start to get in a rut. You do the same things the same way all the time. And it's hard for you to see ways that you can improve your processes, ways you can improve your products. So new sets of eyes, new sets of ideas, new sets of concepts. These people come in and they look at the way you do things. They're like, wait a minute, why are you doing it like this when you could do this? Or have you thought about this kind of change with your product? So they bring a new set of ideas, a new set of thought processes, and it just refreshes your department. It refreshes your ideas and your thought processes. And I have a fairly young new employee. He's only been here for a year or two, and I love his enthusiasm. He brings such a fresh mindset to the team, and I just love that energy.
It's something that I see across all teams at Lightspeed, is that there is this, not only is it a safe space to bring new ideas, it's encouraged at all levels. You know, the CEO is just as encouraging of, you know, just spitballing new ideas. There's no bad idea, just as much as you are with your team. I think that is a really evident in our culture and how we approach innovation even.
Yeah, and it's safe to question a process or an idea or the way we've always done things. It's okay to say, hey, why do you do that? Nobody's going to be like, because. come tell me what your idea is. Let's hear it. Let's play with it. Let's test it and see if it'll work better for us.
So Lightspeed, many of our listeners may know, Lightspeed is a 100% employee-owned company. I'd love to hear for you, Crystal, because you've been with the company for a long time. My tenure, we've always been employee owned, but you were here prior to that.
Yes.
What does it mean for you and your team and the company as a whole to have gone through that transition and be 100% employee owned?
I think it brings a certain sense of pride in what you're doing. You have ownership in the results of the things you do. You have ownership and responsibility in the profitability and success of the company. And you're held accountable. All of us are now held accountable to what happens to this company. And I think it drives people to be their best every day, because you own it. It's yours. And, you know, there's a side benefit of a retirement plan. And for people that are, you know, on a tight budget, it's hard to have a 401k or have a retirement savings. And you've got one. It's built in. And that's a huge bonus for a lot of people.
And for me, I feel like, you know, seeing the transition in real time, of course, we became employee owned a little bit after I start working here. I felt like even that, like we were already, you know, took accountability for the things that we do. And I think that just kind of leveled us up a little bit more, where it's like, oh my God, we did a thing, y'all. We did so good that now we own this company. And so let's keep it going. So I think that's just motivation for all of us to continue to do really good work, because it wasn't the trigger point for us as much as, you know, it's just something to keep us going.
It's a really good point. I got to be part of a team that went to a national conference of employee-owned companies at the end of last year. And I attended a bunch of seminars on what they called the culture track. So how employee ownership impacts culture. And so many of the things I was hearing, I kept thinking, oh, Lightspeed's been doing that for years. Or, you know, Lightspeed could teach a master class on culture. Mm-hmm. And so that is definitely, I think you're right, Dominique, it's just added to that leveling up and strengthening that we already had. Like, your point about the retirement is so crucial, Crystal. It's like, it's an opportunity to build wealth in your work and to share in the wealth of the company. And I think right now that's top of mind for a lot of new employees coming into the workforce. They're thinking about, okay, I don't want to just make somebody who sits at the top rich. I want to take part in that. And, you know, we're a mission-driven company, so that's not why we're here, but it is a really great added value and from a certain perspective.
Yeah.
It's great as well.
All right. So, Crystal, we've talked about so much about your role, but we have to get to the fun part. So if you've been listening to the Active Listener podcast, the way I love to end this podcast is just to ask two fun questions related to what we do. So I'm going to let Melanie ask the first one, and then I'm going to say what I feel like is the best for life.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Great. So, Crystal, I know that you've been active in, you know, Lightspeed, obviously, for a long time, so exposed to all kinds of challenges that schools are facing. If you could remove one barrier for children at school, what would it be?
Food insecurity. I have personal experience as a child with food insecurity and the impact negatively it has on a child's ability to listen and to stay focused. And it is a huge problem in this country, and we need to do better at eliminating that problem with our kids. That would be my biggest, is that food insecurity.
That's great.
I love it. I love it. And we hear it so often, like that is definitely one of the top things. It's like, before you can even get started with the instruction, like so many things have to happen at home. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So my question is, what is your favorite sound in the whole world?
My favorite sound is the laughter of my children from when they were little, and it was their little belly laughs when they were babies, to now that I have young adults. And their laugh has matured and changed over the years. But no matter what, that laugh, it fills me with so much warmth and happiness. And I could be having the worst day possible, and my kids laugh, and I just immediately smile. I'm just like, oh, that's the best sound in the world. I love it.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Great.
So I want to thank you so much. This conversation was so informational. I think people will love to hear more about just what's going on behind the scenes at Lightspeed. So I really want to thank you for joining us today, and thank you for everything that you do.
You're welcome. And you know, we should have put dessert pictures behind us, because Lightspeed just had their dessert cook-off. And one of the biggest things about this company and our culture is food. And, you know, maybe we should put like cakes and cupcakes underneath the Lightspeed stuff.
Also, I just want to take this time to thank you, Melanie, for joining us today and co-hosting with me. So it's always so fun to get to do things with my coworkers. And so thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's all for today's Active Listener. Thanks for tuning in. Share your comments on this episode on our Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn social media pages. You can visit our website at lightspeed-tech.com to learn more about our mission to ensure every student hears every word. And subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Until next time, let your listening be as active as your learning.